Keller on the carry for no gain. Brings up now third down, 8 yards to go. And Bad Axe on the tackle.
Yeah, you guessed it. Ryan Haleski, I think that's tackle number 4 already in this game. Could even be 5, depending on if who you give credit for. In the last one, he's been on almost every play so far, and he runs up the middle. Now third and fairly long for the Bearcats, 3rd and 7 coming up. And they're going to change formations a little bit here, Clark.
Going with the wing tee to the left, and it's a pitch to the left to Derek Brown. He breaks free of the first tackle and is bringing down by his second tackle. And a big tackle by Tommy Morneau on the left side. There's a fumble at the end of that play, and no word yet. Looks like Bad Axe is saying they have it on the far sideline, and initial signal shows that it was a down, but they're gonna give this fumble to Bad Axe. So a critical turnover early in this game with 7:52 left in the first quarter. Obli coughs up the ball at the end of that run from Derek Brown, and Bad Axe gets a defensive stop on the turnover, and they'll get the ball at their own 22-yard line.
Yeah, the ball carrier there for the Bearcats, running the ball well, breaking tackles. I thought Tommy Morneau had hit him hard enough to wrap him up. Apparently he broke that tackle as well, but lost the football. Not sure who recovered it, but the home team, the Bad Axe Hatchets, strike first with the big play in the game early, take over the football at their own 26-yard line.
Spread formation, Buddy McLeod in motion, and it's going to be right up the middle for maybe a gain of a yard. No gain, actually, on the play. Second down, 10 to go, working off that right hash. Tommy Morneau, your ball carrier, and brought down by number 65, Nathan Partica, a freshman, moved up for this ball game.
Yeah, a lot more to talk about with this Bad Axe offense. They have 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Number 3 is Buddy McLeod. He's your slot receiver. He comes in motion all the way across the field. The running back, Bailey Iden, in the backfield. So we'll see what happens here now as Morneau has 3 receivers to the left this time.
And it's going to be a time Morneau run to the left, and Ubley coming out and breaks free of the first tackle, and then more white jerseys are reporting to the scene. It's going to be a loss of about a yard, and he was brought down by Darren Soule, 6'3", 205 junior. And it's going to be 3rd down, 10 yards to go at their own 21-yard line.
This time, Bad Axe takes the receiver at the top of the field, brings him to the other side. They have 3 receivers to the left. They overload the left side with wide receivers, and they pay as much as they do what they can to pick up their blocks. Ubley moves side to side very quickly and gets to Tommy Morneau before he can turn up the field for no gain. 3rd and 10 coming
still
up.
Still no score with 6.5 to play in the first quarter. 3rd and 10 for Bad Axe in their first possession. Tommy Morneau with the keeper running, and he gets close to the first down marker, and they're going to say he has it by a yard. 11-yard pickup for Tommy Morneau and the Hatchets on a 3rd down conversion brought down by Jeffrey Wright on this secondary. 1st and 10 for the Hatchets at their own 34.
Nobody in motion on this play. The Hatchets go with the read option. Tommy Morneau, season opening, and anytime he does, he keeps the ball for himself, goes right through the heart of the defense, and maneuvers his way for an 11-yard gain and a 1st down for the Hatchets.
1st and 10, Buddy McLeod in motion to the far sideline. Morneau with the keeper, finding that B gap. He gets out for a maybe 3, maybe 4 yards out to the 39-yard line. It's going to bring down a 2nd down and roughly 6 yards to go, brought down by Darren Soule.
That's Darren Soule's 2nd tackle already on this drive, doing a nice job on that Bearcat defensive line. But Tommy Morneau again, this time using Buddy McLeod, the motion wide receiver, to run the read option with that time. And he looks off the defender, pulls the ball back, and goes upfield for a nice gain at 1st down.
Now in the pistol, man behind him, 2 receivers each way. And it's going to be a screen pass to the left brought in by Buddy McLeod. He's across the 45 and steps out of bounds and tackled out of bounds right at midfield at the 50. That's another conversion for 1st down and move the chains after 11-yard catch and carry.
Yeah, that play set up very well by, I believe, Kelly Durs, your offensive coordinator, set up very well. Number 3, Buddy McLeod, doing a lot of motion work and a lot of blocking so far on this drive. This time, the pass is designed to go right to him, and give credit to 81, Martin Messing. He picks up a block on the defensive back and gets Buddy McLeod up the sideline for a 1st down for the Hatchets.
The ball in between the Ubley 49 and midfield, trips to the right, 1 to the left. pistol formation for the Hatchets. Time Morneau on the carry around the right end and staying in trouble, but slips away and runs out of bounds at the 46-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Second and 7, clock stops momentarily at the, with 5:02 left in the first quarter. Still no score.
A designed quarterback run. Tommy Morneau to the right side, off tackle, and goes straight to the sideline and gets upfield, gets 3 yards or so, forced out of bounds by number 23, Roman Welton, for the Bearcat defense.
5:02 left in the first quarter, still no score. Two wide each way, Morneau in the pistol with a man to his right. There's the snap, looking for the screen pass to the left, and this one was nearly intercepted. Jeffrey Wright read the pass, went through his hands. Buddy McLeod nearly still caught the pass, and this one falls incomplete on the near sideline. Clock stops with 4:58 left. Now third down, 7 yards to go.
Yeah, not quite on the same page. Tommy Morneau wanted Buddy McLeod to come straight towards the sideline. He started drifting down the field into the field of play. So when he let it go on target, Jeffrey Wright was now in the line of sight. He got one hand up on it to deflect the football and prevent Buddy McLeod from catching that screen pass.
Third and 7, same formation, two wide each way. Now man in motion to the near sideline. That's number 23. Morneau keeps it for himself around the right end. Has the first down, juking all over the place and forced out of bounds at the 31-yard line for a 15-yard pickup and a first down for the Hatchets. 4:51 left.
Yeah, Derek Brown there to force him out of bounds for the Bearcats. But so far, Tommy Morneau and this Bad Axe offense has done a very nice job putting guys in motion, moving the ball around, running the read option, and seeing the gaps well, because Tommy Morneau is the guy who decides that. It's a really nice player to have making those decisions. He does a very good job mixing in the pass play, keeping these Bearcat defenders on their heels.
According to the spot, a 14-yard pickup. Tommy Morneau hands it off from his backfield to number 82, John Messing. He's trying to find some yardage, gets across the 30 down to about the 29-yard line for a gain of 3. Second down, 7 yards to go, brought down by Brandon Satro.
Yeah, John Messing listed at 6'2", 170 pounds. He's a senior, and we mentioned that they really like to get these two Messing brothers the football any way they can. Same with Buddy McLeod. Those are the guys that are going to kind of take the pressure off Tommy Morneau. And again, they using them as blockers, as wide receivers. They're going to throw passes to them, and they're even going to hand the ball off to them just to try and get some gains on first down.
Two wide each way. It's Morneau right up the middle. And the defenders swarm to him, but not before he gets down to the 24-yard line for a 4-yard gain brought down by Daniel Rakowski.
Yeah, basically the same play. John Messing in, does a little move to the left like a counter and then runs the read option with Morneau. Morneau deciding this time he had the better view, took the ball and pounded it upfield for 4 more yards, bringing up a 3 yards to go on third down.
Third down, 3 yards to go. First down marker is at the 22 of Ubley. This drive set up by an Ubley fumble at the 20-yard line of Bad Axe. Two wide each way. Hatchets with the ball and hands it off to Messing out of the backfield. That's John Messing. Gets to the first down marker, and we have a flag on the opposite side of the play. More than likely going to be a hold against Bad Axe.
Yeah, it's almost got to be that way. But for the third play in a row, they run the same play. Obviously, they're going to do the read option, so it's not always the same result. But they give it to Messing this time. He gets enough for the first down, depending on what that yellow handkerchief is going to be ruled for.
It's going to be a hold against Bad Axe, marking them 10 yards off from the spot of the foul. They're talking with the captain of the Ubley defense. That's number 68, Daniel Rakowski. Marching off 10 yards from the spot of the foul. The flag is on the turf at the 22-yard line, actually 23-yard line, so they're pegged up to the 33 now, facing a third down and roughly 11 yards to go for the Hatchets. Right to left across your radio.
Wow, what a drive killer that potentially could be for the Hatchets. Methodically moving the ball down the field, forced to throw it now on third down.
Morneau throwing downfield and a little bit miscommunication. On the incomplete pass, Martin Messing went inside as Morneau threw to the outside. Incomplete pass, no defenders or no receivers close to that ball. Sets up 4th and 11.
Design screen pass that was completely covered. So Martin Messing, number 81, does his best to realizing that the play is busted to go up the field. Unfortunately, Morneau was hoping he'd go outside. He went inside. I'm not in love with the play call. You're in scoring territory. You know it's four down territory. I like a running play of some kind to get 3 or 4 or 5 yards to make fourth down manageable. Now fourth and 11, Bad Axe can be forced to throw here.
And they're going for a 3 wide to the left. Morneau looking to his left to pass and has a man open, and it goes in and out of the hands of Martin Messing, incomplete. So Bad Axe can't do anything on their first drive.